11/2024, 4:00 p.m. Notification of Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. And we ask that the public not interrupt the director discussion and action. Quorum call.
Butler. Jeff.
Here.
Keezer.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here. Item number four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
You got a motion and a second. Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
Keezer.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Here. Item number five, proof of publication of meeting notice. I have that, and that will become part of the permanent record. Item number six, amendment number one with HDR Engineering for in-lieu fee program development. Ian?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I'm actually going to start by inviting Matt Pillard from HDR to come up. He's got a brief presentation. He's going to give an overview of the in-lieu fee program and what we're covering here with this contract amendment.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me here today. Controller Ian, how does all this work? There we go. And this is the clicker?
Yep.
Forward and backward. Got it. All right. Thank you. So the in-lieu fee program instrument, this has been around a little while, so we thought maybe just a little bit of an update on what it is, a real high-level highlight of what this is, where we've been, and where we're headed. So brief kind of context here. Compensatory mitigations needed for all Section 4.4 Clean Water Act projects that have an impact to a wetland. Typically over a tenth of an acre requires some form of wetland mitigation, and stream mitigation kind of depends on the functionality of the stream being impacted. Mitigation can happen in a couple different ways. There's the restoration, which is reestablishment or rehabilitation of a wetland or a stream, establishment, or in some cases preservation. And the Corps has kind of three kind of methods of that and a hierarchy of that in how they like to see mitigation performed. One is mitigation banking, and you all already have a mitigation banking instrument that you use. In-lieu fee is the second part, and we'll talk about that today. That's what we've been working on for y'all. And the last is permitted responsible, where the permittee goes out and finds a mitigation site and restores or establishes some wetlands or stream channel. And so from an in-lieu fee program, what this is where you as the sponsor can sell credits to a permittee that has the need for some mitigation. And in this manner, you are really establishing, you're able to sell these credits kind of in advance of developing a mitigation site on the ground. Once you sell a credit, you have 3 years, and this is kind of an important piece for later, you have 3 years to establish that first wetland or stream site to replace those credits to replace the wetlands that have been sold via their purchase from your in-lieu fee program. So again, really, this in-lieu fee program allows you kind of to preload your financing. You're able to collect your dollars while you're developing your site, while you're doing the design for that site. It allows you to create a little bit of a piggy bank for the development of stream and wetland mitigation. And so to date, we signed this initial scope of work in January of 2020. It's hard to believe it was that long ago. Had some things happen along the way. Obviously, COVID didn't help things, but the NRD had some other priorities on working with the Corps at that time, working through getting permits done for Dam Site 12, for WP4, a host of other priorities that the program had. The elements of this project were kind of put on the back burner. But we did develop a prospectus, which is kind of the announcement of the program, and got that pushed through. And then there's the instrument component that we've been working on. And so that prospectus was submitted to the Corps of Engineers in December of 23. It was put out on public notice in March, and that was noted as completed here in May. that you have this evaluation letter from the Corps that we're able to proceed with developing an instrument. We had a sense that that was going to be the case, so we'd gotten a good jump on developing that instrument. And we submitted that here just recently to Ian and staff for their review of that instrument. And we're anticipating submitting that draft instrument to the Corps here later in June. And then there's a whole kind of bunch of review processes that take place with the Corps of Engineers and the interagency review team and kind of an arm of different resource agencies that review that. So we're looking at final approval in fall in 24. So what this, keep going, Ian, is that fine?
Yep.
Okay, yep, so this amendment request. So in visiting with the Corps of Engineers, they provided that once you sell that first credit, remember you have 3 years to put a project on the ground. So they advise kind of getting kind of a jump start on that, find some sites, kind of get ready to go so that we're not caught off guard when that first credit is sold. And we know that credits are usually in high demand. There's always that permittee that's looking for a way to mitigate for their wetlands or stream impacts. And this is a really effective way for that permittee to do that. So what this supplemental allows us to do is to begin looking for sites for the district. So we'll look and screen up to a number of sites in two of the different service areas within the district. We'll do some field evaluations and determine the feasibility of those sites and how many credits they could produce. And then we'll help the district develop this advanced cost credit accounting. So we need to figure out how much are you going to charge for these advanced credits. So those are kind of the three main items of this task, of this supplemental task order. I think the rest are just some basic informational slides if we need them, but these are your service areas, and we're looking at that larger one in the kind of orangish color, and then the one in the blue at the bottom there, the lower plat.
Yeah, I guess just one other thing I can add, so I think Matt did a great job of covering what we completed so far as part of this project and what we're looking to complete to get this program established for the district. The overall amendment that's being proposed is a not-to-exceed amount of $80,395, so that would bring the total contract to $130,386. That's what's being brought in front of the board today. For some more details on the specific task breakdown, attached to the memo is the actual proposal. So if there's any questions on that or on what Matt presented, I think either of us would be happy to answer those questions or on the program as a whole.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak to the item? I have a motion on this item.
Motion for staff recommendation.
Second. Any directors want to speak to the item?
I just have one question. Do we have any sites in mind for mitigation proposals?
For the Omaha area, it'd have to be built in the Omaha area. So this is really great for us because we do have some other
so
sites.
So it could be anywhere along the whole district.
And each color is its own.
Okay.
So we do have some sites in the Pigeon Jones watershed that we think we had planned to develop a bank, and we think that would be a good place to start. And so that's kind of what this will do. This amendment will help us figure out if that's a good place.
Right. And so an Omaha metro area that needs mitigation could actually get it up in Dakota County?
If we enter this program.
Okay.
Just a small point. Actually missed a meeting last month, but I listened to the podcast, and when you talk, could you ask you to go to the microphones? Because you can't hear what you say on the podcast. So for future reference, I forgot to tell you that. It reminded me.
Any other questions from directors?
I'd just like to say I'm really supportive. I've watched this on the East Coast use along mitigation and getting these kind of credits for areas along by the Chesapeake, et cetera, all along the eastern seaport. It's a great program. It's worked well for them. So very supportive of it.
Yeah, I think we would see a lot of use out of it here, definitely.
It's the first one in Nebraska.
Yep.
Roll call.
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Cutler?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye.
Thanks.
Thank you. Item number 7, amendment number 5 with HDR Engineering for WP4, Lori Lasker.
Good afternoon. So today we have before you an amendment for the professional services contract for WP4. If you remember, we spent some extra time rebidding that project because the initial bids were very high. And when we rebid that, it saved us a couple million dollars. And we were able to start construction in April, end of March of 2023. And so we're getting towards the end of construction and have found, like with most construction sites, we had a few issues along the way. One of the biggest issues that's taken up a lot of our time was just finding enough suitable material to use within the main dam itself. We have found that there is actually a lot of water in that stream. So we had a lot of very wet soil that couldn't be used and had to look for it elsewhere on the site. So that caused, one, a lot of back and forth of trying to find these areas, and also having to redo the trail plan because we had to take additional borrow area out. So the contract amendment before you should take us through the end of the project. We are looking at substantial completion in September 15th of this year. And at this point, we don't see any other extended delays that would affect that more than a week or two. The total contract amendment is $213,200, bringing the total contract amount not to exceed $3,877.26. And I do have several people here, John Engel with HDR and John Peterson with JEO Consulting Group, who is a subcontractor to HDR here.
They want to say anything?
No, not right now.
Okay.
There's other technical questions.
Okay. We can have a motion on this item.
Move for staff recommendation.
Second.
Anyone in the audience wish to speak to, any more people wish to speak to the item?
Okay.
Directors?
Is this the final one from HDR for this project?
I really, really, really hope so. I'm 99.9% certain yes. So we're getting towards the end of the project. So unless we encounter, I can't say that for sure, because we could encounter some tragedy tomorrow, but this should take us to the end.
All right, thank you.
You want to say anything? Oh. Any other director? Roll call.
Thompson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye. Great. Amendment number one with HDR for the Papillion Creek Tributary Section 319 Water Quality Project. Terry Schumacher.
Good afternoon. Well, I've got some good news as far as amendments and bids. In December, the board hired HDR to professionally design, permit, and design a structure and bid for the Papillion Creek Tributary Section 319 project. We got really good bids. HDR did a good job within budget in that first phase. I applaud them for that. So we're at the next phase, which would be construction administration. So that would be amendment number one to the contract. HDR proposes in their amendment number one a total of $592,415. Which would bring the contract total to a not-to-exceed amount of $1,066,915, and the project would proceed accordingly. And John Engel's here with HDR if you have any questions about the agreement amendment.
And there's three agenda items that are related, so this is the first of the three that need to be approved for this to move forward.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public wish to speak to the item? Directors?
I do. This is an interesting project here. It's up in Washington County, which we hardly ever do anything up there. And obviously we have willing participants up there. And so, but it's amazing how inexpensive this is compared to building something in Omaha. The drainage area of this Dunker project is 870 acres. It's very comparable to WP1, which is just west of Lake Flanagan, which is 865 acres. But construction cost for WP1 is about $9 million. We got a bid on this one for $2,171,000. The land rights at WP1, $8.18 million. The land rights here for the right-of-ways and so forth would be just a little over $250,000, so about 3.5% the total for WP1. Engineering fees, and I'm not, apparently they're just, there must be a different structural basis for engineering because the estimates for WP1 are at least $2.5 million, and here we're looking at just a little bit over $1 million. So if you compare the two projects with a drainage area almost exactly the same, the water pool just about exactly the same, WP1 is $19,680,000. And this Dunker project comes out to a little bit less than $3.5 million, so about 17.74% of the cost of doing WP1. So it's an amazing project and just shows the difference between doing something farther upstream and doing something in Metro Omaha.
Any other questions?
You want to do more projects up north? Let's see.
Well, here's a foothold, I guess you could say, in
exactly.
Washington County at this point. So.
Exactly.
Roll call.
We need a motion.
Yeah, we need a motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Keezer?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye. Item number 9, bids for the Pagan Creek Tributary Section 319 Water Quality Project. Eric?
On April 30th, 2024, bids were opened for the Papillion Creek Tributary Section 319 Water Quality Project in Washington County. We were very pleased that we had a lot of interest. We had 7 bidders, with a low bidder of $2,171,680, which is Pruitt Grading out of Logan, Iowa. The bids range from that to a little over $4 million. The bid tab's attached. The engineer's estimate for the project is $4,054,015. And there's a letter attached from HDR. They fully vetted Pruitt. Obviously, there's concerns about their bid and being so low. But all indications are they're willing to stand by their bid. HDR did note that there could be some change orders in this contract during construction, but we do not anticipate them to be large items. If you have any questions for me or Mr. Engel, we'd be happy to answer those. And staff recommends that Pruitt Grading be approved for a contract for $2,171,680 for the Papillion Creek Tributary Section 319 Water Quality Projects. We're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. We have a motion on this item.
I move to go with staff recommendation.
Good. Second.
Got a motion and a second. Anyone in the public wish to speak to the item? Directors.
John, I got a question on Pruitt. I know you go through your rigors with everybody, but I've just never heard of them, and being as low as they were, can you give me a warm fuzzy on them? I just don't know them. Mm.
Yeah, so likewise, I have not worked with them directly, so we vetted them. They submitted, and we had requested some project references. They've done similar type of levee work in Iowa. We actually contacted a couple of the engineering firms that had worked with them, said they're very organized and efficient. So I felt a lot better after talking with them. They're pre-qualified with IDOT on projects for earthwork less than 500,000 yards. So I think all indications are they're a good contractor. We had reached out on a couple of the lower items. Some of the things that we typically check are to make sure, like the materials, the pipe for the spillway, to make sure they had read the specifications, and they had talked to the supplier that typically supplies it, so they, that was okay. On the earthwork, they were significantly lower, and we talked to them a little bit about that, and they just planned to be very efficient, and that came through when we talked with the engineers that had worked with them. They said they're pretty meticulous, they're very efficient in their work efforts, and so I don't see any problems with them.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I have the same question. $1 million, what, $900,000 is quite a bit of difference for the dirt work. So, I mean, hopefully they come in here, like what they're doing, they'll do more projects in our area. That is a significant savings.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, we had kind of a similar experience, for those of you that were around when we did Prairie Queen, that we had a dirt mover come in from Iowa that was very efficient. We got a very good bid. It's $3 to $4 million less than others, and we did really well with them. So,
are they close enough? I mean, one of their mobilization and demobilization was lower. So, are they close enough to?
Yeah, they're. I believe they're just north of Missouri Valley, up in Logan. So they're fairly close.
Fairly close.
And that was one of the questions we had asked them. You know, we said, hey, these items, and they're, you know, you're a little bit lower, significantly lower than the average, and do you stand by your bid? And they said absolutely.
I have one question. How many yards is this project? You said, you mentioned that.
Oh, right offhand, I want to say it's around 50,000 yards, 60,000 yards, something like that.
Okay.
When you combine, there's a main dam and there's kind of a water quality feature, I think combined, it's, I can get, I'll email you that, but I don't have that in front of me right here.
All right, thank you.
Terry, you had mentioned there's a possibility of change orders. I don't know if it's a question for you or John.
Yeah.
That always bothers me when we award a construction contract. Oh, by the way, I get a change order to death later on and make up some of that deficiency. So can you explain your comment, Terry, or maybe John?
Well, I think... I think Troy Meyer had included that in his letter, just for information.
Who's Troy Meyer?
He's an engineer with HDR. He wrote the letter of recommendation. I was, after it went out, I saw that. I probably wouldn't have put change orders. I probably would have put change order requests. Anytime a contractor leaves maybe $1 million on the table, you know, you expect to get those. You know, we've done a lot of these types of structures for this NRD. I feel like our plans and specs are pretty good. I don't see a lot of change orders being granted.
Okay.
Certainly, as Terry said, we expect to stay within the 10%, and we've been far less than that on most of our projects with the NRD.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from directors? We have a motion. We already have a motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roll call.
Jeff?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye. Item number 10, interlocal agreement with Waterloo Rural Fire Department for Elkhorn River Water Rescue Funding.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attached is the updated interlocal Cooperation Act agreement between the Papua NRD and the Waterloo Rural Fire Department. The original agreement was made in 2017, and then we renewed it again in 2021. Basically, what this does, it provides some financial assistance to the Waterloo Fire Department because of the our Elkhorn River access sites and all the activity that occurs. They are the first ones that's called during a river rescue or river recovery or one of an emergency in one of our access sites. So it puts quite a bit of a strain on that small department to respond to those. So back in 17, we thought it prudent to work with them and to help them kind of recoup some of those costs that are generated by having our access sites there. And so it's worked great so far. I listed kind of what they've requested over the years. The only time they've really requested the full amount was in 2020, and that included the post-flood 19. So they had a lot of activity there. So we would recommend approval with them. It's been a great relationship thus far. They send us the invoices. We verify those, that those, in fact, go to either equipment or personnel or something that they need to actually do those. So, like I said, it's been a great relationship, and so we recommend improving or continuing that.
Was 2022 COVID?
Yeah, probably that was, you know, slow, might, or just a low, could have been a low flow year as far as a drought, maybe. So, yeah, 20 was COVID, but yeah, so that was probably just a year that the river wasn't high. And so there probably wasn't a lot of rescues. I mean, they get called out on if someone sees a flotation device that's just maybe stuck in a tree, debris, or is just abandoned floating down, then actually they call out and they have to actually do a search just to make sure that no one was attached to that and drowned or is missing. The stories they list are quite numerous, but so it is a stress on them. Omaha, if they had to rely on their water rescue, their water rescue craft are mostly located downtown near the Missouri, so it would take a while for them to get out there. So it is a really good partnership to have them there.
I might comment that Waterloo was even doing rescues in Lashera a month or so ago when some of the creeks went over and people were standing in their homes. So, I mean, they go all over wherever necessary. Good group.
And UTAN used to have a rescue, but they've abandoned that. They don't have that anymore. So they're kind of the only really came in town right now in that area.
We can have a motion on this item.
A motion for staff.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Any other directives? Roll call.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye. And that completes my report.
The time is 4:26. We'll call the FEL subcommittee to order. Director Conley, will you fill in for Director McCormick?
Yes. Yes.
Moving on, we'll call the meeting order. Notification of the Open Meeting Act. It is posted in the back of the room for your entertainment. Quorum call number three.
Bradley? Here.
Conley?
Here.
Woodson? Here.
Benison?
Here.
Chairperson?
Here. I have four adoption agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Benison?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes. Proof of publication of the meeting, I have it before me. Item six, land acquisition for Papillion Creek Tributary 319 Water Quality Project. Do we need to vote exact? No, okay.
No.
All right, this is the final piece of the puzzle for this project. The district is proposing to purchase an easement for construction of Papillion Creek Tributary Section 319 Water Quality Project in Washington County. The proposed easement grants a permanent easement for flood control, water quality basin structure, a permanent easement for conservation and flood pool, a permanent easement for mitigation improvements, and a permanent easement for ingress and egress with a cumulative area of 63 acres. District policy 17.37 outlines that the district would contribute 50% of the appraised value of the land rights for easements, and the landowner donates the other 50%. We had this appraised back in 2023, and by Kevin Kroger. Mr. Kroger's opinion of the value of the permanent easement rights was for construction of the project was $507,610. Per policy, the district would be responsible for 50% of the appraised value, or $253,805 for the easement. So staff recommends that the general manager be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing permanent easements from Lance G. and Michelle A. Dunker for the Papillion Creek Tributary Section 319 Water Quality Project in the amount of $253,805.
Can we get a motion on the floor, please?
So moved.
Second.
Anybody in the general public wish to make comment? Staff? Directors? Seeing none, roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Chair?
Yes. And that concludes our agenda. Hey, I think we can say it.